Morning to you. 3 days to Nigeria's 2023 general elections. And I'm excited about it because I know the Nigerians are ready more than ever to go cast their ballot on Saturday, February 25, 2023. I'm Sheriff Quadri, by the way. Nice to meet you. Now, let's talk about the processes of the elections, because also it's a fact that we have a bunch of new voters. Now, when I say new voters, I'm not talking about those that just clocked 18. I'm talking about those that have never voted before. They've attained the voting age for God knows when, but for some reason, one reason or the other, they've never voted before. Some have been voting, but they stopped voting. Some have just clocked the age of 18. Some, it wasn't too long, they clocked the age of 18, but then they never actually, especially for the 2015-2019, they didn't vote at that time. And most people are willing and wishing that they would be allowed to cast their ballot this Saturday. So we're going to explain the process to everybody this morning, because in the next 3 days, Saturday to be very precise, Nigeria will hold general elections for presidential and national assembly elections. Elections for 28 of the 36 governorships and state houses of assembly will follow on Saturday, March 11. The elections mark 24 years of uninterrupted democracy, the longest span in Nigeria's history, the longest ever in Nigeria's history. The elections will serve as a critical transfer of power, as President Muhammadu Buhari has served two mandated terms and is currently ineligible to seek another term, according to our constitution. Over a week ago, Sunday the 12th, to be very precise, INEC, in a pictorial, or if you like, image representation via its verified Twitter handle at INEC Nigeria, announced voting procedure for the elections. And these are the voting procedures that will be explaining one after the other this morning on the program. I have joining us on the show this morning, she's been here before and she's been quite helpful in educating the voting public out there, Adenike Tadeshe, INEC's director of voter education Lagos. Here she joins me via the telephone. Mrs. Tadeshe, good morning to you. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, and thanks for having me on the program.
It's good to have you. We're going to start very quickly now with a burning issue, and that is the reassignment of voters to polling units. What can you tell us about that?
Well, thank you very much. INEC decided to do migration of voters to some polling units in order to avoid overcrowding of voters in a particular polling unit. And that is not to say that the polling unit will be too far from where a voter has been voting in the past election. It's just like if I've been voting in polling unit one and I've been moved from one to two. So it's not going to be a far distance from where you've been voting. And that is why we have been telling our people to please go and check where you've been moved to, if at all you've been moved. Because in Lagos State, we have 18 local government that have been, that we have voters of such categories that have been moved. You know, you have 20 local governments in Lagos State.
Okay.
And that's why we have been telling our people, because we have three ways of checking one polling unit ahead of the election day.
Okay.
So let me quickly run through that.
Yes,
so
please.
People will go and check and know where they will vote on 25th February and 11th March 2023.
Right.
So if you want to, in all the polling units, we have already pasted the register. But if you want to check online, you can check online, you can check via SMS. Now to check online, you can visit this website, www.cvr.inecnigeria.org. Org as in zero, as in
ORG.
ORG.
Right.
/ VVS.
Sorry. Sorry. Sorry.
VotersINECNigeria.org. So those two sites, you can get your name on the register and confirm where you are going to vote on election day. So if you want to do it via SMS as well,
yeah,
it will set the name of the state where you registered. Then you put your last name. And the last 6 digits of your VIN number. That is the voter identification number, which is on your PVC. So if you want to do that, you now text to 0906-283-0860. Let me take that again. 0906-283-0860 or 0906-283-0861. So when you do that, within few seconds, you'll receive a text message which will tell you where your polling unit is. So I want to tell all our eligible voters to please do that ahead of the election day.
Quickly, Mrs. Tadeshe, can we go back to the website again, the two websites, for those who want to try
the website?
The website
again is www.cvr.inecnigeria.org/VVS or voters, you must do that as votersinecnigeria.org altogether and all in small caps.
Okay.
So once you do that, you'll get where you are going to vote on election day.
Okay.
Which is very, very important, because if you don't do that, don't want you to go enter scatter looking for your polling unit. So please avail yourself the opportunity of either checking online or via SMS. Or you go to your polling unit and check, whichever one that is convenient for you.
Right, right. Thank you for bringing clarity to that. That is for those who don't have internet on their mobile device. I would advise that you use the SMS channel for you to get your new polling unit. But here is the thing, right? Take us through, let's start with the processes now. Take us through the processes of accreditation. And what time does it start?
Okay. Before we even go to the issue of when do we start pool and things like that, you must be a Nigerian. You must have a permanent voter card, because without that, then there is no business even going out on election day. That is the truth, and that is the right that will ensure that you are an eligible voter. So on election day, you go out with your permanent voter card, and pool will start precisely by 8:30.
Okay.
So, but our poll officials will have been there by 8, trying to arrange the center and things like that. But they will not open to the public until 8:30, because they will have even slept at the RAC center.
Okay.
Eve of election. That means by Friday, they must have slept at the registration area center. That's to ensure that they leave as early as possible. So by 8:30, when you get to the pool, the voting starts by 8:30 and ends by 2:30 p.m. That is not to say that those people that are on the queue will not be attended to.
Okay.
So as many as we have on the queue, as much as we are going to attend to them. The only thing is that by that 2:30 on the dot, a poll official will stand at the back of
the last person,
so that no other voter will be able to join.
Okay.
So that's why we are telling our people, go on time. And our voting is simultaneous accreditation and voting.
Oh, okay.
So it won't be you'll be accredited, you go back home and come by 12 noon. No. So immediately you have been accredited, immediately you'll be given a ballot paper to cast your vote. So,
okay.
Once you are there at the right time, we have, because we are going to have a presiding officer and three other poll clerks, assistant poll officials that will be there on election day. So your PVC will be checked to ensure that you are the right polling unit.
Okay.
And if you are not there, politely they will tell you, please, you have to. That's why we have been saying that go and check your polling unit before the election day. So having ascertained that you are the right polling unit, your name will now be checked on the register to ensure that your name is there. So once they check your name on the register and you have it there, your PVC will now be accredited by BVAS.
Okay.
because it is very, very important.
Okay.
The BVAS is the Bimodal Voter Accreditation System. And past election, general election, the last one we did in 2019 and others, we have been using what we call smart card reader.
Hmm.
So the smart card reader will only authenticate your fingerprint. So during registration, then we are using direct capturing machine.
Hmm.
So that one will only take your fingerprints and your data. But this time around, INEC has even stepped up to ensure we have a robust technique that will ensure that we capture as many as possible. So during that registration,
yeah,
we made use of what we call IVET, INEC Voter Enrollment Device. So this will take your fingerprints and will take your facial. So on election day, it will now turn to BVAS, Bimodal Voter Accreditation System. So
okay,
it's either your fingerprints have been authenticated or your facial, either of the two.
Okay.
So because we have those people that their fingers cannot be authenticated by the BVAS. So that is why if the fingers are not green, definitely the facial will go. So it's either of, that's why we call it by.
So it's not compulsory that the two.
No. It's either of the two.
Either.
Once the fingerprints can be authenticated, then you don't need facial.
Okay.
But it's only when it's not green that we use your facial. So and there's no problem with that. Once the BVAS is able to identify to accredit and authenticate that this is your card, then you are good to go. So immediately the indelible ink will be applied to your cortical, and you will be issued with a ballot paper.
One or two or three?
No, it all depends on the election we have.
Okay.
Yes.
Talking about the Saturday's election, how many ballot papers?
You know, we have that of presidential, we have for national assembly, we have for senate. So there are different ballot papers to be issued. So
right.
Now we are now saying that once you have been issued with your ballot paper, ensure that the way the poll clerk puts the ballot paper for you is the way you will go and cast your ballot. So immediately you get to the cubicle, because there's a cubicle that we have already arranged for voters to vote on election day.
Mm.
So and there's going to be a stamped that will be there in the cubicle.
Okay.
So once you get there, look for the party you want to vote for.
Okay.
And do not forget that you are going to have the logo of the parties at the site, where there's going to be boxes in front of the logos.
Hmm.
So please be very careful in applying the ink. Once you can vote directly on the party logo, or you vote in front of that box of the party logo, and so we have been telling on the box provided. So we have been telling our people, if your thumb is so big, you can use your index.
Okay.
So it is not compulsory that it must be a thumb.
Hmm.
But what is important is that we want to see that ink and see the party you have voted for, and don't vote in between the lines that will not be able to decide which party you have voted for. Because if you put your ink in between the the line,
right,
you will not be able to, and that means you have wasted your vote.
Hmm.
And also ensure that you don't vote for more than a party.
One party at a time.
Yes.
On a ballot paper.
On that very ballot paper.
Okay.
If you put for party A and put for party B, then you have wasted your vote.
But it's okay to vote for party A on this ballot paper. Then the next ballot paper, you can vote per party.
However
you want to. But not more than one on a ballot paper.
Not more than one at a time.
Mm.
If you do twice, then that means you have invalidated your vote. You will not be able to decide which party you have voted for.
I want to take us back to that thumbprinting on. So for those who would are used to using their thumb to vote, the ink must not cross the box or cross the line or even stand on the line.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay.
It must be either on the logo or in front of the box, directly in front of that logo.
Hmm.
So that's why we are saying
Did he say on the logo?
You can put on the logo, why not?
Okay.
You can put directly on the logo.
Okay.
Once we see that ink and we know which party you have voted for, then you are good to go. Yeah, you don't. There are some people that will collect the ballot paper and will not even vote for any party. We have seen such people. So if you don't vote at all, then that means you have not voted, and that has invalidated your ballot paper.
I want to read this again for the benefit of people who are listening to us right now. First, you have said they can use the index finger, which is the finger after the thumb. Thumb is called, what is thumb in Yoruba? The biggest finger, Abi.
Atankpako,
Abi.
Yeah.
You can use that one, or you use the finger after that one. Oh, Labe, that one that used to far obe. Yeah, that is the index finger. You can use that one. You also said that they can vote on the party, their preferred party's logo.
Yes.
Or inside the box in front of their party's logo.
Yes.
Correct. And then they can also try not to vote outside of all of these two places. They cannot vote outside. They cannot vote on the party's name, Abi.
On the party's
name, like the party's name.
Well, let me be frank with you. I don't even know how the ballot
will look like, Abi.
Like.
Okay.
So it's only on election day that we see how it looks. So, but I know for sure that the party logo will be there.
Okay.
And there will be a box in front. So I don't know whether the name will be there or not. Not until we see the ballot paper. But that one is very, very key.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
Interesting.
So having done that, when you cast your ballot, you now come out in the full view of everybody because a box will be provided.
Okay.
We call it a ballot box.
Okay.
You now come out and put inside the box. And let me tell our people that when you are going to vote, once you have been issued with your ballot paper, don't go inside the cubicle with your phone or any device that can snap a picture. Because you are doing this to also forestall this issue of vote buying. In past elections, we have seen that our people will vote, snap, and take it to their would-be buyers.
Is this compulsory or discretionary?
Can we
say that?
That's the stand of the commission.
Okay.
And this will not even be the first time. We did that in 2019. So we are still reiterating that is what is going to happen in this 2023. So it's the stand of the commission, and we are not compromising that.
So
we have the security officials on ground if we want to do contrary work.
What happens if a voter, for instance, someone can decide to say, I will sneak in this my phone and I will snap this because I need that 20K as you want to give me. What happens if that's such a person
that's
is found out?
We have the security officials that will perform their duty on that election.
Well, this person must have already voted. So what happens if the person's vote?
No. Let me tell you this. Even before you go, they will have... The cubicle is not going to be closed.
Yeah.
It's not as if it's a door. It's not as if it's a room that it should be closed. And even before they will start the poll clerk, the presiding officer must have given so many information along that line to tell our people. And they will keep on reiterating this, that once you get your ballot, they will ask you, hope you are not with your phone. If you are with your phone, please drop it. So they know, and we are trying to enforce this. So the security officials too are there. So that's why we are telling our people, don't even dare it. Don't wait till you see what will happen. So just try and avoid any embarrassment that can come if you do that. So that's what we are telling our people. And it's always very good for us to be law-abiding.
Now, let's talk about after voting. What happens?
So after voting now, if you know there won't be any problem if you stay around the voting center, you can stay 300 meters away from the voting unit to witness the sorting and the counting. But if you know there might be problems along the line, you can go home and also watch the way the election is being, because we have what we call IRE.
Okay.
INEC Result Viewing Portal. So now, the results, immediately we conclude the election in each polling unit.
Right.
The results will be uploaded on this IRA for everybody. But that means you must have created an account for yourself before you have the opportunity of viewing how the election is going in all the units. all the units, not where you have even voted alone, for all the elections. And if you want to create a CAN, you have to go to https://INEC/election/result. You put S. That result must have S.
Okay.
Because if it does not have, then it will take you to another site. NG. Let me take that again. https://INEC/election/result.ng. So anybody can do that.
Okay. All right. We started here. Let's
update that account from the green.
Let's head out. Let's take this break. When we return, I want to talk to you some more about some processes as well. Especially, we're going to start with the IREF portal. On what people can actually even do with it and what they can't do with it, what they should expect and what they shouldn't expect. Lagos, stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Today's show's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's 8:41. It's the time from our studios here. I am Sheriff Quadri. I have Adenike Tadeshe, head INEC Department for Voter Education and Publicity in Lagos here. She joins us via the telephone this morning. Mrs. Tadeshe, thank you again for giving us your time today. Before the break, we were talking about the IREF portal. And my question in this regard is, I want us to be very clear so people know exactly what they should expect. This portal is a viewing portal for results only, not for results collation. Correct or wrong?
No, it is not for collation. It's for you to view, because immediately we upload, because after an election in a particular polling unit, we are going to enter the results into this result sheet we call EP88. So after that, the IRS will now be used to take picture of that result at that very polling unit. And this will go straight to our server at the National Headquarters in Abuja. So they are still going to collate the results and things like that. So it's only for unit, per unit, do you understand? So you know where we are going to do the final collation. But for us to be transparent, for everybody to see what INEC is doing. So gone are the days when people will come and snatch ballot box or stuff the ballot box, because if you do that, then you are just wasting your time. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So, and the number, let me say this straight as well, the number of accredited voters in a particular polling unit must tally with the number of votes cast in that polling unit. That is why we are saying no voter must vote without being accredited with the beaver. So if in a polling unit we have 50 people being accredited, then the vote they cast in that in that very polling unit must be 50. So if we have 51, that means it's overvoting, and the result of that polling unit will be cancelled. So it has to tally. So that's why we are telling our people: don't just if you smash the ballot box, it's not going to be useful, because when you bring it, you have stopped it. Then it costs effort and futility. So we have been telling our people it is not business as usual.
Right.
This our beaver.
Let me talk to you about overvoting very quickly. And I'm taking this off of what happened in Osun State. In the event of overvoting, why should the electoral officer still, or whoever that is in charge, still transmit the result of overvoting to the server as against just cancelling the result of that unit at that time, at that moment? I mean, don't you think this causes a lot of back and forth, especially now going to the court again to start dragging and slogging things out?
That is why we have given enough lectures, enough training to our ADOC staff. You know, it's not only INEC staff. In fact, normally, even on election day, most of INEC staff might not even work, because we don't have that luxury of the ADOC staff that we are going to use. So normally, some few months ago, we opened the portal for the ADOC staff. So mainly, we make use of the core members, the serving core members, or those that have passed out like 2 years, or the students of the penultimate year in a tertiary institution. So those are the ones we are using, and we have been training them. We have trained categories of our adult staff, real training for them to know what they are supposed to do. So now, issue of Osun State overvoting thing, I don't want to talk about that because INEC has already appealed.
Okay.
So when we have a case in the court, we don't talk about that. Not until we have the outcome of the court case.
Right.
So that's why we are telling our people, they know what to do this time around, and they cannot even afford to do otherwise.
Indeed. Now, I'm going to take us back to the issue of accreditation. In the event that an individual with his or her PVC couldn't get accredited, what happens to that person?
Well, yes, you know, we have already said this thing is bimodal this time around.
Yeah.
Either your fingerprint or your facial.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is that if you have PVC and your name is not on the register, you will not be able to vote.
Okay.
You will not be. Because that was when we, sometimes ago, we had an exercise we call display of a preliminary register of voters.
Mm-hmm.
So this we did for quite some days for people to come and check the correctness of their data, or because there might be omission along the line. So you call our attention to it. We will export even the claims and objections. We will export if you have deceased on the register.
Right.
Because a good, a credible election is based on a very good register of voters. So either we have deceased, foreigners, and things like that. So that was why we pasted that. So each voter will have availed themselves the opportunity of checking their name and their data to ensure they are all correct. So if your name is not on the register, you will not be allowed to vote. That's why the fact that you have your PVC. So now, if we believe, because we have never had such experiences, that the bimodal, the fingerprints will not go, and the facial. So at times, that might be because the picture, if you are taking the facial, you have to take it at a very bright place. Some might be under the shed and they'll be taking it, it will not go. But when they get out where there is sunlight, definitely it will go. So because you know we did what we call mock accreditation
on
the 4th of February.
That's right.
Just to test the functionality of that beaver. So where we conducted the mock, we did not even have a record of one of the beavers malfunctioning. So we want to tell our people, and you know we use these beavers as well in a half our cycle elections, both in Ekiti, Osun, and Anambra. So the beavers, it has never been giving us problems. And so we believe it will work this time around, because we have even done the configuration and everything. We have full complements of the beavers we need in Lagos State, and even backups.
Right. So I have about two. I wish I had more time. First is, what is INEC going to do in the case of underage voting? Is there any plan? I mean, this little kid, this little chap, you know, has, by God knows how, his or her PVC, but he's obviously underage, and his name is on the register. What is INEC going to do?
But see, ever before now, you know, I just talked about the preliminary register of voters that we were able to purge. Even multiple registrants were able to purge them out of the register. If this thing is obvious, somebody coming out, you just, before you can be a voter, a registered voter in Nigeria, you must be 18 years and above. So, because let's be very careful, there are some that might look as if they are not up to 18.
True.
And they are exactly 18.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you cannot disenfranchise them. Because even when they are coming out to register, we do ask before when we look at them and we are not so certain about them. You can ask them to bring their birth certificate,
right,
just to ensure that this person is up to that age.
Okay.
So if you are talking about underage and things like that, we need to be very careful in that regard.
How about people that are obviously underage? Like, everybody knows that this is a little kid, this is a child.
But then, even during the registration, they wouldn't have registered them. If you have somebody that is so obvious, up and with the person come out on election day, and all the party agents, because it's not only the poll officials that will be there, the party agents will be there,
mm-hmm.
the security officials will be there.
Mm-hmm.
We are all into this electionary together. So we all see and we allow him to vote. It's not possible now. Mm. It is not possible.
Can an INEC official, a DOC staff, or any other INEC officer stop that person from voting?
Well, because we need to be very frank. We during this the machine we used for purging of underage,
mm.
call it ABIS, automated biometric identification system. So that one, initially we were using AFI, automated fingerprint.
Okay.
But now that we are using ABIS, that one it really performed. If you know the number of voters that were expunged underage, we were able to detect and we expunged them. So that's what I'm saying. Let's wait and see. We won't have such this time around that will come out because they have already removed them out of the register.
Mm.
So even during registration, we told our poll officials, look at this very person.
Mm.
If you can say categorically this person is underage, then you don't register the person in the first instance. And during the claims and objection, you know our people, we know ourselves in our domain. So they will tell us that no, we know this person is not up to that. So we removed out of the register. So they wouldn't have even gotten our PVP in the first instance.
Hmm. Okay. Let's take one or two calls before we go because we're obviously out of time. I was going to ask what happens after when collation starts when counting starts at the polling unit. But let's take just one call, then we'll attend to that very quickly. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Sherry.
Yes, please.
Yeah, this is Lucky from Agbo.
Welcome.
I want to give kudos to INEC.
Lucky, straight to the point. Do you have a question, Lucky? Kudos, straight to the point.
Just kudos to them.
Okay. All right, thank you. And please, just ask questions, please. We do not have time. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
Morning to you.
My name is Holy Man. I'm calling from Yaba.
Go on, please. We're listening.
I want to ask questions. What of we that have our PVC already, that have registered in 2015, then
okay.
do we need to know our polling units again?
Okay.
Or should we go direct to the polling units we've been using?
To your old polling unit.
Thank you.
Brilliant question. Ms. Tadishi.
Okay, let me first of all tell our people that if you have, for those who are registered 2011, 2012, the 2019, your cards, your PVCs are valid. So now, on election day, don't wait till election day. You never can tell. It is not, it is, these processes are giving out, it's not that cumbersome.
Okay.
Why not just try and check your polling unit before you go on election? You never can tell. So please do that.
Mm.
It's very important.
Okay. I think I don't want to risk this. We just may have to go, but please, if you can shorten this for me. How the counting at the polling unit, correct me if I'm wrong, all the party agents must sign on that form before it can be snapped.
Mm. Yes, after counting, after sorting and counting.
Okay.
To validate that ECAA, they must all attend the signature.
All right.
So that we all agreed
to
this result.
Ms. Tadishi, let's leave it here for this morning. You've been very...
Let me quickly give our hotline.
Yes, please, go on.
Who want to ask questions.
Fantastic.
You can get
Fantastic.
Across to us through 081-0062-4063. Or 0818-625-8143. 0818-625-8143 or 0814-541-9483. So please, you can ask questions on those lines.
Hey, they started calling you already. Ms. Adinke Tadishi, thank you so much for joining us. INEC Lagos, head of voter education and publicity. She joined us via the telephone. We have to go now. I hope you got the numbers, but not to worry. We'll make sure that we keep this edition of the program rolling all day on Nigeria Info up until the day before the election. Okay, so stay here with us. Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu is next. I'm Sheriff Quadri. Good morning to you, Lagos.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn there that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire them. Those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. Now, what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not sure.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn there that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire them. Those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. Now, what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not sure.